This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us, being with us, being involved, being engaged, whatever you want to call it. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. And listen, be involved, be engaged. Don't just listen to me and regurgitate what I tell you. Make sure you do your homework. I mean that sincerely. Make sure you do your homework. You know what's going on. You know what that I'm telling you is true or truth. And if I get it wrong, don't hesitate. Send me an email. Let me know. And I mean that sincerely. But while you're at it, head up to the website, therealside.com. Not only can you watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can do all that, what I perceive to be fun stuff, stuff to help you get involved and engaged. But you can make a donation. There's a big donation button there. Like I said here earlier, social media is killing us. I mean, I'm talking about the conservative movement as a whole. They're keeping the stories from getting out, and so we're having to do other things to get the stories out. We're having to do other things to get the message out. And if you're really interested in getting the message out, you want to be part of the solution, as I always say, and not part of the problem, then you got to help out. You got to give. You got to help out. I'm not begging you for money. I'm just telling you, you need to make a decision, look around, and decide who and how you're willing to support. Now, some of you already do that. God bless you. I'm not giving your names out. You know, you didn't give me permission to, and I don't know if you're like I am. I wouldn't want to give out my name to either. Right? But thank you for helping out. Others need to help out as well, unless, of course, you don't really see it as a need. And I'm not the only one. Like I said, there's plenty of others out there to do it. Some of the guys I take the stories from, Todd Starnes being one of them. You know, Todd's got a great show, too, and he gives you a lot of good information. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We got all kinds of stuff. Get your mask. I should have them here soon. I have it up there. You know, it says Trump 2020, keeping America great and safe. You know, if you got those little peoples, I'm trying to be nice, trying to keep it clean, right? And you go into these stores, and I go, sir, I'm sorry, you can't come in here without a mask on. I told you what I wanted to do. I thought, but Tammy would have killed me. Right? I wanted to go in with a Long Ranger mask on. Because it didn't say that the mask had to cover my face and everything else. All it said was I had to have a mask on. Think about that. You know, the one that just was black, covered your eyes. So I don't get it. Everything I read says the mask is not 100%. There's no guarantee the mask is actually helping you, frankly. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So this week, and I'll deal with this later on in the week. I'm not going to do it now. But I'm loving this. This week is, I guess it's Earth Day week? The 50th anniversary, 50th celebration of Earth Day. I think that's actually tomorrow. But I want to celebrate it off and on all week long. I want to go through all the wonderful things that they claimed we're going to have. We shouldn't be here right now. 70% of this planet should be gone for all intents and purposes. right? And they've got events going on all across the country, which I just think is hilarious. Because if you go to my website and you punch in Earth Day, there's an article up there. There was an article up there, if they didn't pull it down already. But there was an article about Earth Day, what it means, what it did, what it meant, and some of the great things that they were doing. But what we've missed, what they've missed, we've missed, whatever, is I'd almost venture to say they're 99.9% wrong, and wrong as in proved out to be wrong. Oh, yeah. Every prediction they made, every single one of them, did not come true. Then, come on, think about it. Write it down. What would you do in the Old Testament, in other areas? Would you say with your stockbroker if he was wrong all the time? These people are wrong all the time. You know, back then it was they had 5 years to operate. Then they had 10 years. Then they had 5 years. Then they had 2 years. Archie Bunker from All in the Family used to joke about it, actually. I never really understood what he was joking about. But the time was global cooling. That was the big thing, apparently. Now it's global cooling, global cooling, warming climate, something or other. God, I can't even say it. Because I can't keep up with it. It makes no sense. So you just go to the website, therealside.com, and you type in the, what is it, Green Day, Earth Day? Guess that's what they're calling it. I'm surprised they haven't changed it to Human Day. Oh, I'm sorry, this has got man in it. I didn't mean that. God bless. And they keep telling us how we're not leaving a place, we're not leaving anything for our kids. They're right there going, they're not going to leave anything for our kids. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Many of them won't be having kids, which I think is wonderful. I mean, come on. Predictions about Earth Day. You ready for this one? Do I have time to do this? Probably not. Harvard biologist George Wallace estimated that civilization will end in 15 to 30 years max. That was back in 1970. I think we made it. We're in an environmental crisis with threats to the survival of this nation. Oh, God. The day after the Earth Day, New York Times editorial page warned man must stop polluting or it's over. Come and see your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Always something heart-beating happening around here. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And a question on everybody's mind, I am sure. At least, it's a question in my mind. Would Jesus vote for Trump? I don't know. Let's bring somebody on that does. My next guest, Matt Barber, is a founder and editor-in-chief of BarbWire.com. Got to go over and check it out. That's BarbWire.com. He serves as the associate dean in Liberty University School of Law. He is an attorney concentrating in constitutional law. Great, because we need a real constitutional law attorney, if you get my drift. He's written a book called Hating Jesus. Who could hate Jesus? Matt, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, Joe, how are you, my friend? Thanks for having me on.
Good, good. We're going to have, I'm telling you, we're going to have a lot of fun today because I love this stuff. I love how people assume and they come up with their own way of thinking of things. The Bible's nothing more than a bunch of fairy tales, a bunch of nice stories. Jesus was a good guy. Except when he tells you you might be doing something wrong. Then they go nuts. Okay, so what caused you, what popped in your head and said, you know what? This is getting crazy. I've got to write a book about this.
Well, as you know, Joe, I'm a weekly columnist. I write a column for Barbed Wire and for a number of different websites. I know you published some of my columns on your own website.
Love it.
I write for WND and Town Hall. And I've been writing about this stuff for 10 years. Really, you know, when we look at all the political and cultural manifestations that we see with the polarized, you know, the left versus right and liberal versus conservative. And it's been my observation that when you boil it down, it really comes to a right versus wrong scenario. It comes to a biblical versus non-biblical. And from the 30,000-foot level, this is spiritual warfare that we're talking about. So the title, Hating Jesus, Hating Jesus, the American Left's War on Christianity, is about just that. You know, Christ said that they are going to hate you because they first hated me, and they hate Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. They hate truth. So this is an assault on truth itself in the person of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. And so I wanted to show how, you know, religious liberty here in the United States is under assault. Christians are being persecuted in kind of a soft persecution. You know, we're not being beheaded here,
right,
in the U.S. like our brothers and sisters around the world. But we're seeing, you know, the baker, the florist. We're seeing people like Kim Davis thrown in jail for refusing to participate in a so-called gay marriage ritual. And so this is escalating at a fast rate, and ultimately the secular left hates Christians, it hates the truth, it hates Christianity because they hate Jesus.
I this is going to make for bad radio, but I'm pretty much 100% in agreement with you. You know, you think about this stuff, and you think about how far we've come from where we started in this country, how far we've come from religious freedom, which is what our founding fathers wanted. I believe that we were founded on biblical principle, and we've got to the point where they're saying even Thomas Jefferson wanted nothing to do with God. Did the country really begin with Christian principles? Or am I just drinking the Kool-Aid?
Yeah, absolutely. And the historical record is unequivocal on that fact. Despite the historical revisionism that we see pushed by the left, by groups like the ACLU and People for the American Way and Americans United for Separation of Church and State, these are historical revisionists who want to whitewash and do away with our Judeo-Christian history. You know, people don't realize. People say, oh, well, you want a theocracy here in the United States. No, that the First Amendment, so-called Establishment Clause, which is a mere 10 words, says that Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. And I always like to boil that down. I say, who do you suppose our founding fathers, those at the Constitutional Convention, who do you suppose the framers of the Bill of Rights were referring to when they said Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion? They meant Congress, the United States Congress. They didn't mean the teacher. They didn't mean your municipal, you know, your mayor. They didn't mean state legislators. They meant the United States Congress. And Jefferson himself, in a letter to Benjamin Rush, was abundantly clear that what they were talking about was that they would not have Congress, would not create a federal Christian denomination like they had in Great Britain with the Anglican Church. That was it. In fact, all 13 colonies had official Christian denominations.
And
they were little.
I know. It's in there. But go back to England for a second, because I don't think people realize something. There was an official state religion or official country religion in England. King Henry was at the head of that, basically, correct?
The Anglican Church. And if you weren't Anglican, you were persecuted. That was the whole point. And people say, you know, you have groups like the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Talk about hating Jesus, hating God.
I call them the Freedom From Religion Freaks, and I get hate mail from them on a regular basis. It's like they go into an they hear the name Jesus, and they go into an epileptic fit type of seizure. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they, they you know, loathe. They're atheists. And, you know, there are two things interesting about these atheists, like those at the Freedom From Religion. Number one, they say there is no God. And number two, they just hate his guts. it's quite hilarious. There is no God, and we hate him.
You hate something that doesn't. You hate something that doesn't exist. And we're the ones that need reprogramming. We're the ones that need medication. Okay, I can see how that works.
Right, but my point was, you know, the title of their group. In fact, yes, we were founded for the freedom of religion. They, you know, they put it in the First Amendment because they thought it was pretty important. It's, you know, in the very first amendment. So our nation was clearly founded on the Judeo-Christian principles with 13 Christian little mini theocracies, if you want to call them that, at least official Christian denominations for all the colonies, all 50 in all 50 states. If you read the constitutions of all 50 states, they are teeming with references to God and his benevolence, many of them to Jesus Christ himself. Yes, they don't specifically, you know, mention Christ in the United States Constitution, except for when they say in the year of our Lord. Who do you think they were referring to in the year of our Lord? But organic law, of course, is the Declaration of Independence, which is very clear that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Well, the secular left wants to alienate our first freedoms, our unalienable first freedoms to religious expression and freedom of speech. And so, that, you know, the Orwellian left is working overtime to try to shut Christianity down.
Hey, Matt, I believe in capitalism, and I got to pay for the show, so we're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. My next guest, Matt Barber.
Oh, shut up, Matt. I mean, shut up, whatever you name the show.
Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Love radio. Live radio is even better. We'll be back in a minute. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless them.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has passed a nearly $500 billion coronavirus stimulus bill, which would replenish a small business payroll fund. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
There's an additional $25 billion for state-led COVID-19 testing plans
and for research, development, and other testing support from key federal agencies.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Much better to talk with us than steamroll us. And because we had input into the bill, it's a much better bill.
President Trump broke down some of the details of the bill.
We reached a deal that includes $382 billion in crucial small business support to keep workers on the payroll, $75 billion to aid hospitals, which really need the aid, and $25 billion to support coronavirus testing efforts.
This is USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. The magic of pushing the right buttons. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Why? You know, all these people that keep bringing up God, you know, God wouldn't. They don't believe in God. They have no clue. And I always get the biggest kick out of it. But let's bring on somebody who does have a clue. Seriously. Matt Barber joins me. He's the founder and editor-in-chief of BarbWire.com. That's BarbWire.com. Head over there after the show. I want you to listen to what's going on here. He serves as an associate dean with Liberty University School of Law. He is an attorney concentrating in constitutional law. Perfect person to have on with me today. Matt, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, a lot of fun. And let's get back to, you know, people think that because we're Christians, people think because we want to follow the teachings of Christ, that we want to force that, unlike some other religious groups, we want to force that down some people's throats. We want them to live like we're living no matter what. That's not necessarily true. It's not for me, anyhow.
No, and it's not for me either. I mean, obviously, the Great Commission says that we need to share the good news of the gospel and be ready and prepared to give an answer for why our faith, we have faith, and why our faith is strong. And that's certainly an important part of what we as Christians are to do. But mainly, you know, our number one job is just to love the Lord, to love and serve Christ. And I know that's what you try to do with your life, Joe. That's what I try to do with my life. And, you know, it's getting more and more difficult in a culture right now where biblical Christianity is becoming more and more verboten. You know, I mean, we're living in a time that it's surreal. It's like an alternate universe where we have a United States president issuing unilateral, unconstitutional edicts that demand that they have to open up the locker rooms and bathrooms and showers of little girls, you know, to grown men who can come in and shower alongside these little girls and everything. If the man just decides subjectively that on that given day he feels like a woman, you know, it's absolutely absurd what is happening in our culture with the onset of this so-called gay marriage.
But brother Matt, you know, the president is a brother, you know, because you know he went to the same church for 20 years, and you know he was under that pastor, so obviously he knows what the love of Jesus is all about. And you know, I just,
yeah. Right.
I love this stuff when people say to me, how do you speak about him like that? He's one of yours. Well, no, my Bible says I know them by their fruits. I haven't seen any Christian fruit falling off of him anywhere.
Listen, President Obama, I'm fully convinced, is a pagan. He is an out-and-out secular leftist pagan. I don't believe he believes in God. He may believe in some concept of a deity, but clearly, as you mentioned, you are known by your fruits. And when every single one of his public policy positions flies in the face of the clear teachings of Christ and Christianity and God's truths relative to morality and human sexuality and the sanctity of human life. You know, here's a guy who voted against Illinois' version of the Born Alive Infant Protection
Act. Oh, I know.
He literally believes that if a baby is born and it's alive and crying, if the mother's intention was that baby was to be aborted, he believes that the doctor should kill the child through omission, to lay it aside and let it die.
I have the audio on that, Matt. I've played that several times when I've been interviewing certain people and saying, look, listen to him. He's advocating murder. There's no way around it. He's advocating murder. When that umbilical cord, well, I believe before this, but think about this. Layperson, when that umbilical cord is cut and that heart is beating and that human is breathing, it's now murder when you stop those things.
Evil. It's just wicked, Joe. There's, you're not a guy that minces words. No. I'm not a guy that minces words. I believe that Barack Obama is an evil man. Yes, I'll say that. Yes, Right Wing Watch will quote me on that. Yes, that's fine. I believe that he is an evil man who is, as my wife says, he's a tool of Satan. That's what my wife calls him. But, this is the same president who believes he could kill a baby after it's born. Boy, reminiscent of Baal worship and Moloch, yeah. The pagans of old, sacrificing children, and also believes that you're a bigot if dad, when a grown man walks into the shower with your six-year-old daughter at the YMCA, in the women's locker room, you're a bigot if you try to prevent him from going in and doing that. I mean,
Matt,
illogic.
I know this is not right, but I would lose. If somebody walked in on my daughter, I'd lose my Christianity for about 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I would have a hard time holding back.
Listen, I don't believe that that's losing your Christianity. When a man, I believe it's a Christian duty for a man to stand up and defend his family, his daughter, protect his daughters. And, our Christianity today, people have this idea of Jesus as this passive, hippie, the hippie Jesus with his hands folded, this pious. As I recall, he kicked over some tables and was cracking a whip.
That's my favorite story. I tell people that all the time. You guys have got this view of this Jesus walking around going, yes, I love you, child. You be good. I love you. And this man tore up the temple, okay? He called the most powerful men of the day hypocrites, right? I mean,
brood of vipers. Yeah.
Doesn't sound like a soft touch to me.
This idea that we need to be nicer than Jesus is just ridiculous. Yes, we are to love everybody. Yes, we love our enemies. Yes, we pray for our enemies.
Yep.
But if a grown man tries to expose himself or exposes himself to my daughter, I have 11 and 12-year-old daughters, I'm gonna knock him out, then I'm going to help him up, and yeah, I'll love him. I'll tell him about Jesus, but I'm going to protect my daughters first and foremost.
I agree with you. You know, one of the things that I get beaten up for on a regular basis, and even from my right-wing Christian friends, I say, look, guys, we are a representative government, okay? And here's how I see it. And the states have proved it out in the beginning days. And I said, if you want to live in a Jewish neighborhood, you want the Jewish kind of lifestyle, then you move to a neighborhood that's Jewish, you elect Jewish officials. You know what I'm saying? You create a representative government that represents the way you want your life. Same thing if you're in a Christian area. Same thing if you're and you can tell me I'm wrong. I mean, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. That's what a representative government to me is all about. And the states in the early days when they were laying down their constitutions with religion and God and what have you, that's exactly what they were doing, weren't they? Or am I off on this?
Absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. And I document this thoroughly in my book, Time for a Shameless Plug, Hating Jesus, the American Left's War on Christianity.
No, that's what you're on here for. Keep doing that, too, because I'm terrible.
Yeah, yeah. People can go to BarbWire, BarbWire, BarbWire.com. You can order it there. Of course, you can go to Amazon and just put in Hating Jesus. You can get your hands on it. But we document thoroughly. I have had a researcher go through. We've got all the documentation showing, you know, that it's an unassailable fact that we were a nation, a Christian nation, founded first and foremost and primarily the vast majority of our founders were Christian men, Bible-believing. Today they would be called, you know, by the secular left, they'd be called right-wing fundamentalist Bible-thumping Christians. Those are the men who founded the United States of America, and the secular left wants to reinvent, recreate an America in their own secular humanist self-image, something more like a kind of a Euro-socialist, godless, kind of a pagan, a European type of government that Bernie's pushing and Hillary's pushing and Obama is all for. And, you know, there are many of us that are saying, no, we are a constitutional republic. The Constitution is founded on Judeo-Christian principles. We're going to stand firm, and we're not going to go down without a fight.
And our founding fathers were never against an atheist, if you would. They were never ones that they were okay with the different religious beliefs, were they not?
Well, sure. I mean, Thomas Paine was a well-known. I don't know that he was an atheist. Some people say he was a theist, but he was not a Christian. But you know, he wasn't thrown in the stockades for refusing to, you know, say that Jesus is Lord. He was one of the founding fathers, but it's clear that we were founded in the United States of America. The Christian religion is the founding religion, and certainly we have a nation that is open to people of other faith traditions, and even, you know, even Muslims insofar as their practice of Islam doesn't comport with the Quran, because the Quran itself is counter-constitutional, Sharia law. So insofar as people are willing to live within the confines and in the boundaries of our constitutional republican form of government, then have at it. In the Christian faith is never at odds with the Constitution, despite the fact that the left tries to say it is.
Yeah, it's really funny how we as Christians would allow them to practice their religion as they know it, but they would have no part of us, you know, practicing ours as we know. We got to go for a quick break, Matt. We'll be back in a second. I got a lot of questions for you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Matt Barber joins me. He's written a book called Hating Jesus. Matt Barber joins me. He's the founder. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Yeah, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-556. Let's bring him back on. Always enjoy. Well, I haven't had him on in a while. Always enjoy when he's on with me, though. Matt Barber joins me. He's the founder and editor-in-chief of BarbWire.com. He serves as an associate dean with Liberty University School of Law. He's an attorney concentrating on constitutional law. And I just love that. And also, he's written a book called Hating Jesus. And it's not that he hates Jesus. Right, Matt?
Absolutely not. I love Jesus. It's Hating Jesus, the American Left's War on Christianity, and that's what we're seeing happen right now at an increasing level in the United States.
Now, you said something during the break with me. I want to tell you something. My first year, one of my first shows I did, and the station extended me a second hour over it, was I had, you ready for this one? I had an imam, a rabbi, a pastor, and an atheist in the studio all at the same time.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And you know, if you got to know my personality, to add fuel to the fire, the very last comment I said, look, you guys all say ultimately, well, not all of you, but the majority of you say you basically pray to the same God. Although I am thoroughly confused because your God has a son. Your God's still waiting for the Messiah to show up. Your God has no son. He's looking for, you know, Muhammad's his guy driving everything. And I looked at the atheist and said, you got nothing. I don't know what you got. You got nothing. And, you know,
Oh,
that was like throwing fire on an open flame. I mean, you could feel the heat level. Right.
That's a popular refrain that all the monotheist religions worship the same God. Nonsense. As Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. And so, you know, if there is one path and one path only, that's what the Christian faith holds. That's what Christ held and said. And as C.S. Lewis has famously said, Christ was either a liar, you know, a lunatic along the lines of someone who says he's a poached egg, or he was who he said he was, the Son of God, God incarnate. And that is the God that we worship, yep. Not this manifestation of some imaginary God named Allah. I've written articles, Joe, and this will get you some of your listeners riled up, but I've written an article pointing out that effectively the Bible calls Satan a great deceiver, calls him the deceiver, and the Quran brags that Allah is the deceiver, is the greatest deceiver. So who do you think Allah might be? I have an idea.
That's the other thing that I tell people all the time. You know, you don't want to believe in spiritual battle, spiritual warfare, but the Bible says that these two groups go, you know, you go all the way back to the story of Abraham. These two, look at where these two groups came out of. Look at why they're fighting, why there's always going to be angst between them. You can't fix it sitting at a dinner table somewhere. It's just not going to work out that way. The other road that I want to go down with you is my wife's been doing voter registration at the church and hearing, you know, all over the country, obviously, but here in California. She doesn't tell them what party she belongs to or anything like that. What I really think is funny is you want to talk about deception. The great deception is the Democratic Party is for religion or freedom thereof. The Democratic Party is for, you know, always a life. The Democratic Party is for the love of Jesus. And when you explain to them, no, the Democratic Party actually turns from God out of their platform. No, the Democratic Party is for abortion. And these young people, they don't get it. They look mystified. Ooh, we do a lousy job of getting our message out there. This great confusion happening.
People don't realize, you know, the Democratic Party has been on the wrong side of history throughout history. They were the ones pushing for slavery. It was the Republican Party that passed the Civil Rights Act of 1964, that it was the Republican President Abraham Lincoln that issued the Emancipation Proclamation. You know, it's the Democrats have always been on the wrong side of history on these transcendent political, spiritual, moral issues, and they continue to be so today. The great, you know, the modern day Holocaust that we're seeing is millions of babies being sacrificed at the altar of freedom of choice and dismembered alive in their own mother's womb, and it's the Democrat Party, that is pushing at and is behind it, and once again, I believe that history will look back and say that they were on the wrong side of history and that they are responsible for the mass slaughter of tens of millions, hundreds of millions of children, ultimately, when they all said and done.
I find it amazing that they can sit there with a straight face and talk about the sanctity of life and how they believe that, you know, a woman should have the right to choose. Look, you and I are on the same page, and I wrote an article that said, why do women get to play God? And I laid out the fact that she could be walking to an abortion clinic. If I jump the curb because I'm texting or something, I hit her, she lives, baby dies. Guess what I'm brought up on? Manslaughter charges. How much dope do you have to smoke to have that make sense?
How is the blatant incongruity there missed on people on the left? But when have they been consistent? This is the same party, mind you, that says that a man who wants to pretend to be a woman is a female, is a woman. When it's, you know, down to the chromosomal level, he's, you know, he's as male as he's ever been, as male as he's going to always be. So a party that lives in this, operates in this universe of delusion, I guess we shouldn't be surprised that so many of their positions are self-defeating and inherently inherently contradictory.
Matt, and again, I know this is a little off topic, but the bottom line is we are talking about confusion. We are talking about godless people wanting to be godless, and look what it gets them. I mean, you've got one group that's screaming and yelling, and the Dems are supporting it, you know, about the transgender issue, gay and lesbians, and then you've got another group that the Dems are supporting that want to be gender neutral. There's no reason to be a gender. We shouldn't have any genders. We shouldn't refer to genders. Then why do we need male and female bathrooms? Well, I mean, I am so confused by what they, even if I want to conform and live the way they want me to live and call them what they want me to call them, they don't even know what they want to be called.
Yeah, and then in the same breath, they'll turn around and trip over themselves to be apologists for the Islamic political structure. That's what it is. It's not really a religion. It's a political, socio-political structure, Sharia law. So, you know, people like Obama are apologists for Islam, and this is the so-called religion that throws homosexuals off of, you know, 10-story buildings to their death as a matter of course, that stones women to death for being raped. They're raped.
It's confusing.
You know, I mean,
it's just so confusing.
It just doesn't make any sense. Again, it's completely incongruous, but the reason is because they have a shared, the progressive left, the Islamic religion, if you will, they have a common enemy. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, and the common enemy is who? Christ, which brings us back to another shameless plug for my book, Hating Jesus. And I would encourage people to go to Amazon and get it, please. I have to pay for my kids' college.
When you talk to people who aren't even religious, okay, there are, you know, you go to some of the colleges, you talk to people who aren't religious, and you talk to them about Jesus, the majority of them, right, will say, well, he was a good guy, you know, he went around talking about peace and love and acceptance, and so they're being, it's really funny how this is being done. They're not saying, no, he wasn't God, he wasn't this, he wasn't that. What they're teaching them on campus, hey, he was a great guy, he was a great philosopher, he was a loving person, which makes it a little bit more, you know, acceptable, but no, not a religious thing. Do you know what I mean? They're kind of pulling the shades over their eyes.
Well, I know exactly what you mean, but once again, here we are getting into a self-contradictory statement.
Right.
Jesus, throughout the New Testament, throughout Scripture, claimed that he was God incarnate, the very Son of God, and that nobody had access to God the Father except through him. So if he was this great, you know, moral teacher and this really neat guy, that philosopher that everybody should listen to, that he was a liar. And if he's a liar, how can you be that kind of a liar or a delusional maniac and claim to be God and be a great guy at once? You can't. So he says, again, as C.S. Lewis says, he's either a liar, a lunatic, or he was who he said he was, the Son of God, and you can fall at his feet and worship him. Which I choose to do. I believe
Amen.
That he is the Son of God.
I'm
he
with
came
you.
To this earth, that he was crucified and born and resurrected, and I'm glad to serve him.
Oh, my God, we're both nuts. We believe that somebody rose from the dead. Now, that's impossible, Matt. Listen, I've been with Christian people. Now, I won't call them friends, but I've been with Christian people who believe that the book is just a big book of fairy tales. It's not really true. And I say to them all the time, then how can you be a Christian? Because that's the only book that teaches about the life of Christ, the guy you say you follow. But isn't he a fairy tale too? These Christians are so confused, are they not?
Well, yeah, and as Paul said, if Jesus did not rise from the dead and ascend to heaven, then we are to be the most pitied of all people.
He
said that all of Christianity hinges on the resurrection.
Yep.
And if the resurrection is a lie, if it didn't happen, then Christianity is what a lot of people say it is.
Wow.
Just another tradition, kind of a faith tradition. But I don't believe it is. I believe Christianity is absolute truth because he did rise from the dead.
Well, it's one of the reasons they like to try to remove me from the school board, because I believe that those aren't just stories. I believe that they're real. I believe that everything that Bible says about Jesus, everything that Bible says about the love of God is true, and it just makes them nuts, just nuts. Hey, give people give people another plug for your book. We're going to put it up in our Amazon bookstore too, so they'll be available to get it there as well. Where they can find your writings and all of that. Tell them all about Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, barbwire, barbwire.com is our website. The book is Hating Jesus, The American Left's War on Christianity. They can get it at Amazon. They can get it at Barbed Wire. And my weekly column comes out first every Friday night at WND.com at WorldNet Daily. And then it's published in multiple publications throughout the week.
Great, Matt. It was great having Matt on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid.